This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Nestled in the heart of Setia Alam in Shah Alam is a tiny cafe with big dreams. Bucolic Cafe is the definition of warm and cozy with a rustic charm that you just cannot put into words. There's an obvious laid-back vibe to Bucolic, but the food on the menu is anything but. Grilled New Zealand lamb rack with pistachio crust and sautéed greens. Pan-fried sea bass in lemon cream sauce. Double braised beef with potatoes, carrots and mash. Squid ink spaghetti with lemon zest. And I tell you, the list is warm, hearty and it goes on and on. Bucolic has become the go-to place for a satiating meal for many in the Setia Alam community, and the team behind the cafe have their sights set on the KL City Centre in 2019. To tell us about their expansion plans and how they've also morphed into an events and catering entity over the years is co-founder of Bucolic Cafe and Catering, Nicole Tong, and head chef at the cafe, Shane Lim. Nicole, Shane, welcome to the show. Just to get started, let's talk about the idea of Bucolic. What was the inspiration or the motivation behind opening this cafe?
For me, I think personally, I love working on projects. I love how to, like, you plan and then you see how all the ideas come true. That's why before that, I used to help out in events and things like that. So I think that's probably where I get my inspiration from. And how from events to a cafe and catering is because one of the owner, my brother, he's a chef. And then my sister is an accounts graduate. She also loves like crafts, photography and things like that. So we thought it would be a good combination to come together and to start a business. We brought along Shane, which is our culinary advisor who have, I think, more than 10 years in this industry. So we thought it would be a good support in terms of the experience, the knowledge he have in this industry.
So you just mentioned that your siblings, one sibling has a background in food, another sibling has a background in accountancy, and you have a background in events. So this is somewhat a family business.
Yeah, kind of, yes. I would say it kind of a family business. And then along with my dad, which is also a businessman, I think he always encouraged us to do something on our own, start a business or something like that. So I think that's how we all got together to start off this Bucolic about 2 years back.
Okay. The name Bucolic. How do I pronounce this correctly?
Bucolic.
It's an interesting word to use to describe an eatery and a catering service. Yeah. How did that name come about?
Basically, we was just looking around rustic, something simple, nothing too...
Too fancy,
too sophisticated, something simple, homely, comfortable. That's how we love our space to be. So we was looking around this line, and Bucolic actually also means rustic. So our space is also basically decorated as such. Food we serve are also basically comfort food, comfort Western meals.
Not too fancy. Yeah. It's more classic.
Basically, it's just, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the food now, the menu. What would you call the kind of food you serve? You just mentioned rustic Western comfort food. What are you famous for? What are your best sellers?
Actually, our cuisine is more on South European cuisine.
Oh, okay.
Which we have more infused Italian food and taste. We do not want it to be an Italian menu because it's too concentrated on one cuisine itself. That's why we make it more diversified into Southern European menu. For specialty that we have, of course, we have pastas, which most of the pasta is our specialty. And like bestseller itself, like we have our Sixth Sense mushroom soup, Pasta, we have our homemade Granchio pastas, which contains of crab meat and prawn base. And of course, our classic carbonara, which is different from other places that we can get. And for dessert-wise, we also have our royal tiramisu, which it doesn't contain any alcohol, but it tastes very good as well.
So it tastes like it has alcohol, but there's no alcohol. The restaurant is halal?
We are alcohol-free, pork-free. We personally don't have the halal certification, but all our suppliers are all halal suppliers.
All halal certifying. Okay. Of course, with that, we also do a lot of adjustment in our menu-wise, because European food, usually they use a lot of alcohol, wine, and things like that. But for us, we doesn't use any things that contains alcohol. That's why we have to put in extra job to make sure that food is tastes as good as there's a wine inside.
Okay. You just mentioned that your first branch is in Shah Alam. Of all the places that you could have opened Bukalik, why did you choose Setia Alam?
Mainly one of the reasons is we personally stay there. I mean, we are
close to home.
Yeah, close to home. I think that's very important in terms of starting a new business, that you have to depend a lot on supplies, a lot of small work from the contractors to repairing. I mean, all these things. So it's good that it's close to home because that's where you know where to get the best out of it. And then the other reason is Setia Alam, I think it's a growing community. We can see that it has developed over the years because we have stayed there for about 5 to 6 years. So we have seen how it grew from a very small neighborhood to now it has big malls, I mean,
community.
more communities coming in and stuff like that. So I think it's a good it's a good place to start off to grow together with the community.
And your second branch is opening in Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
Why Kuala Lumpur? Do you think that it would give Bukalik more exposure being in the city centre?
Yeah, I think so. It came more as an opportunity because we are actually located in within Colony, KLCC, which is a co-working space. So they actually have a small space for cafes. So, and they came to approach us, whether are we interested. I think it's a good start since it's not something very big to start off with. And it's a good place for us to get exposure because they do also have an event lounge. So I think it's a good place for us to also get exposure on our catering side especially.
We can also move a step further to the city where the type of cuisine maybe might be a little bit more high-end, but it's a good exposure for us, definitely.
So many cafes popping up in every corner of the city. What would you say makes Bukalik different from other cafes?
I think one of the most important thing is the authenticity of the cafe. I think from every single deco items to things like the wall and stuff like that, we use the real deal. We don't use anything from the Fox Bridge and laminates and stuff like that. My brother wouldn't like if you buy some of those replicas of those deco items. So our decorative items, such as like we have some oil lamps and stuff like that, is actually the real ones that we have collected from visiting different places in Malaysia or overseas. So it's basically we try to be as authentic as possible. Another reason is also the food. Most of
ingredients,
the ingredients all
freshly
fresh.
Made. When so, our pizzas, everything pizza crust, freshly made. This is what makes us different from any other cafe or restaurant beside us.
I think in Setia Alam itself, I would say that this is probably something slightly different than others, because most of the cafes are still, they are more towards using ready-made sauces and stuff like that. But we will do it all in-house.
Okay, I understand that you work with culinary trained chefs and service crew. Has it been difficult finding the right people to deliver the quality that Bucolic promises?
I think at this time, I think this industry, it's always hard to find the right.
And the turnover is also very
hard. Mm. So I think it's always has been a challenge. I think finding the right people, but what we believe in is once they are there, we have to instill this quality that we need in them. We will take some time to make sure that they will learn and to grow and
progress in that.
We also hire culinary trained ones. As long as they are willing to learn and to grow, I think it's fine.
We're going to take a quick break for some messages, but when we come back, Nicole Tong and Shane Lim from Bucolic Cafe talk to us about how the events and catering setup at Bucolic has taken their little cafe business beyond expectations. Open for Business will be right back in a few. BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. Late last year, I spoke to part of the team behind Bucolic Cafe and Catering, a hidden gem in Setia Alam that serves rustic Southern European comfort food. This is co-founder of Bucolic, Nicole Tong, and head chef at the cafe, Shane Lim. Nicole, Shane, you guys also cater for private events. I know that it's a big part of the business. That's why you're called Bucolic Cafe and Catering. How often do you do this? Is the catering for the private events there to supplement income, or was it always part of the plan?
It was actually part of the plan. I think, as what I've mentioned, I think we were interested in events in the first place as well. That's why we put it in the name itself, cafe and catering, because but we didn't thought that it would just roll off so quickly, especially for the private events. We have about 2 to 4 private events now for every weekend.
Every weekend?
Yeah. Right. And then we will have occasionally during the weekdays, especially some office meeting, they will have their catering functions, or they will, during festive seasons like Christmas, usually the whole week will be quite packed
quite
for us. Yeah.
Mm.
So basically, I would say it's about 50-50 of the business. So it's always been part of the plan. So I think for people to trust you with an event, it's a bigger
easy,
sum compared to having just a meal in Bucolic. I think it takes quite a lot of trust.
So I looked at some of your social media sites, and it said that you've hosted 200 events over the last 2 years, and that's quite impressive. Is there a reason why you feel your private events have become such a sought-after service?
Our place in Setia Alam, it's one of the more spacious cafe compared to the others. The location-wise, it's not so chaotic as the other part of Setia Alam. So I think people quite like the ambience of the place. Secondly, the food they get, it's not those common you get from catering services. We will usually tailor-made the menu as per what they require.
Get
we
preference.
Do have some standard ones for people to pick from, but if they would need some changes and things like that, our team, our chef Shane here, it's experienced enough to give quite a big diversified menu. In terms of, we also do before like Chinese
cuisine,
different
local
like
food cuisine,
a bit Thai, a bit Indian. We have done quite a few different ones over these years.
But your cafe doesn't work on reservations, right? So do you find these private events in any way hindering walk-ins from your regulars? People who are used to just walking in for a good meal at Bucolic?
Yeah, that's one of our concerns, yeah. Actually. If we have too many consecutive events over the weekends, we will see a lower walk-in during the when we are open back. But I think we tried to do it, like we will post it on our social media that we are closed for events on certain date to certain date. And then some regulars would actually call in usually just to check, are we open and things like that. But if there's case that a reservation is made before a private event confirmed, we wouldn't accept the private event. We'll still allow that reservation to come in because it's more of like a first come, first serve basis.
I understand that the catering service doesn't just stop at the food because you have a background in events and you mentioned earlier decorations as well and those oil lamps. What other kind of value added services do you provide with the catering other than the decor?
We do decors and decoration, dessert table setups, especially for the kids' birthday party, which is I think it's a very in thing nowadays. But I've recently put a stop after the second branch opening because I think it's a bit too much on the manpower. So, but actually I'm actually looking to have it back because I think that it's still one of the most sought after service after catering. I think most of our customers will still ask, so can I have the deco and stuff like that. So we still do smaller ones over, I mean, these few months, like buffet line decorations, floral centerpieces. We still do some smaller scale ones, but we are looking to bring back the whole dessert table and things like that back.
Have social media presence on Facebook and Instagram, and besides this, do you employ any other marketing strategies to promote the cafe and the catering services?
Not really at the moment. Basically, we just handle our Facebook and Instagram. Occasionally, we did get exposure on magazines before, and then we do have some food bloggers who tend to come over to, yeah, so that's how.
So nothing that you employed in order to market the cafe?
Not really, but we are actually looking to do it probably in next year's pipeline.
Maybe bloom up more on the catering side also.
Yeah, so we are actually planning to outsource this marketing part to create a website with more information, easier to get to see our menu, the photographs, then the social media to be more interactive, more updates, quicker replies. I think we are looking into this. We are actually in the midst of planning this.
Okay, so these are some of the challenges that you're obviously facing, just trying to balance the new branch with issues with manpower as well. Any other challenges that you've encountered when setting up Bucolic or even while trying to set up the new branch?
I think in terms of manpower, it's not so much of whether are you provided with sufficient ones, but I think more of how to manage all the manpower we have. We do have some help from friends, from part-timers who have worked with us before. I mean, they do part of it. They still play a part in terms of events. They still come in to help whenever we need them and things like that. It's also about managing how each of the staffs, I mean, their strengths and weaknesses, so that they can also to deal with all their emotions, their pressure,
problems.
Their growing. We would also like to ensure that they are still growing in a company instead of just doing the everyday job there.
Because it can be monotonous and demotivating at
times. Yeah. So it's good that they are growing, I mean, as long as they are improving and then as long as they are working in a happy, comfortable environment. I think that's one of the biggest challenge, I would say, as an owner of any business, I would say. I think it's not easy, to make sure the staff are all growing and learning something. And then the other thing will be on catering side. I think all the last minute changes, requests, I think that's
demand,
still
special requests.
That still, I think pretty much depends on experience. I would say experience would help, yeah, but that's where you learn through it and go along with it, yeah.
Okay, and what's next for Bucolic? Are you planning on more branches? Is it going to be an event management side startup, side gig?
We will be actually expanding our catering menu next year to have a slightly different than the normal caterers buffet style. We will have like pop-up stalls. We will have live cooking stations. So we will be looking into expanding this part of catering. And then I think people nowadays also look for something more lively, more interactive instead of just a buffet line.
I think
that's how, where we will be looking in terms of catering. And then we might also have another new branch in KL. We are still looking into this. We'll see how it goes.
That was co-founder of Bucolic Cafe and Catering Nicole Tong and head chef at the cafe, Shane Lim, talking about how their small, humble cafe business is blooming into the unexpected and exciting. Now, if you're in the Setia Alam district or even if you're just in the mood for some warm, hearty, delicious comfort food, go give the Bucolic experience a try. Their cafes are once again located in Setia Alam and in Colony KLCC, and you can find them on Facebook or Instagram by searching for Bucolic Cafe and Catering. And if you miss any part of this show, the podcast will be up on our website, the BFM app, and on Spotify in just a few minutes. Go look for Open for Business or search for Bucolic Cafe. My name is Audrey Raj, and if you'll excuse me right now, all this talk of delicious food has got me hungry. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.